Some people are born with extraordinary size, strength, speed, and talent. But without determination, that talent never flourishes.
At the end of the day, talent will not win the game. It is work ethic that will win the game.
No one is born a world champion. The successful do what they must, what they can to be the best, to be number one.
You need to get so busy, so consumed, so obsessed with activity that you don't know about the celebrities that are getting a divorce. Like, who cares, man? Why? Because I'm too damn busy, dude. Your success is going to come from activity, from being obsessed, from being like so into it that you lose track of time.
It is this type of determination that just happens to build tremendous confidence. Confidence in knowing that most likely your competitors are not doing the same sacrifices. Determination gives you that mental edge.
Life is going to test that will every time. Life is going to see how bad you want what you say you want. People think commitment is just saying, yes, I'll do it, because the environment is right and it's cute. But what commitment is staying true to what you said you were going to do long after the mood that you have set it in has left. Meaning when you don't feel like getting up in the morning, you get your butt up in the morning, you do what you said you were going to do anyway. Meaning when you don't feel like sacrificing, you get your butt up and you sacrifice anyway. Meaning when you don't feel like being dedicated to it, you stay your butt dedicated anyway, because you understand what the process will go on to produce later on in your life. And we have to get to the point where we're willing to impose our will on certain things. Impose your will on it. Life will give in to you if it knows you're serious about whatever it is that you're trying to do. Life will give in to you. When it boils down to it, I'm a go-getter and I'm a flat-out go-getter. And nothing will not stop me from getting.
Enough may not be enough. 50 calls might not be enough. 120 might not be enough. I don't know. I'm just telling you that sometimes enough is not enough. And so what do you have to do? You gotta dig deep and find more. It takes energy and it takes effort. That's all you need to do to be successful. You need to put more energy into what you're doing than anybody else. So you getting up at 4 and it ain't working. Get up at 3:30. So you read the book once and then you didn't get it. Read it twice. Read it 3 times. I don't care what happened yesterday when you got up. If your dream ain't a reality, don't give up. Don't give in. I just want you to go a little harder. Put forth a little bit more energy. Give me a little bit more effort. But don't give up and don't give in. There's going to be some struggles. Are you hearing me? Without struggle, there is no progress. But I'm telling you, you can do it. You can make it happen.
If you can focus your mind on it, you can change it. You don't like the way your life is going? You have the power to change it. You don't have to be a failure. You don't have to be a quitter. You don't have to be anything you don't want to be. As long as you decide to change your mind.
You got to get to the point in your life where you say, I have had it. I've had it with going in a restaurant, looking on one side to see what I want to eat, and then look on the other side to see what I could afford. I'd had it living like that. I'd had it borrowing money from people. I'd had it living like a cringing animal. When you don't have any money, it runs your blood pressure up. You hear me? And you've got to decide, I have had it. I'm not going to live like this anymore. Let me tell you something. You deserve it. You deserve a better life. There is more to your life than you have been living. You deserve it.
When you commit yourself to do better, that's the moment you start to see real change.
You better be committed or you ain't gonna make it. You have to be committed through the storm and the rain and the heartache and the pain and the disappointment. It's a commitment. It's not a feeling. Commitments don't have nothing to do with your feelings. You do it because you're supposed to. Your feelings will never cooperate with your dreams. Beat your feelings into captivity, because when you beat your feelings into captivity, that is what discipline is.
The very first level is you seeing it. You got to know what it looks like, tastes like, feel like, because you don't, you're going to compromise.
Find those goals that mean something to you. Write them out. Read them every day. Develop a plan of action. Make up your mind that you have the power within yourself to reinvent you.
You've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information.
If you want it bad enough, nothing's going to stop you. Not fear, not somebody's opinion, not how hard your childhood was, not self-doubt, nothing will stop you.
You can do what you put your mind to. And if you continue to put your mind to it, the game opens up new levels. And each new level that gets opened up, you're able to adapt a different mindset and a different approach. You can stop at that level, or you can go, I want more levels. I want more fucking levels.
You can make every dream you've ever had a reality, but you've got to be willing to stand and fight for it. You've got to be willing to give up your time for it. Give up your peace. Give up your blood. Give up your sweat. Give up your tears. Give every single thing you possibly can to that dream.
And you think greatness goes on sale, but true quality never goes on sale. The only thing that goes on sale is cheap stuff. The real high quality stuff, it costs what it costs. They're not trying to get somebody average to buy it. You got to have a certain amount of money or you ought not to be in here. Greatness costs what it costs.
There is a price tag to greatness. Nobody's going to hand it to you. You've got to grind for it. You've got to stick with that thing for as long as it takes and pay whatever price is required.
And while you're suffering from self-doubt, other people are intimidated by your full potential. If your past self could see where you're at today, think of how impressed they would be.
One of the greatest ways you can overcome self-doubt is to realize how far you've come. Maybe you're not exactly where you want to be, but you're a lot better than where you were. And the key is to wake up every single day, put one foot in front of the other, keep moving, and keep growing.
You gotta have some strong reasons for why you're doing this, because when you get out into the arena of life, you're gonna get your ass kicked, and your reasons will be the only thing that will keep you going.
When the dream is worth it to you, you'll go through hell to get it. Who cares how long it takes? What matters is that if it's something that gives your life value, you'll do whatever's required when you feel that it's worth it. You don't need any guarantees if things will work out. You don't need to know the outcome because you know that you'll either find a way or make a way. When it's worth it, you exert greater effort, and greater effort releases the creative genius in you.
When you go up in there and you start going at it passionately, and working with it, and working with it, and working with it, it will reveal its secrets to you. And you'll discover things about yourself that you don't know right now.
Every decision that you make has consequences. Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward, or are you moving back? Are you making progress, or are you stagnating? Every little decision you make counts.
And most people will not be successful. They will not reach whatever they wrote, because when there's not anything emotionally attached to it, they're gonna quit and give up. Most people were closer than they ever thought they were to finishing that big thing, but they never finished it because they didn't feel like finishing it, or they were doing it and it was pain. And most people quit in the pain because the pain hurts so bad that they don't know if they wanna keep going and get to go. Because you're gonna wake up most days and not feel like it. You're gonna wake up most days and not be pumped up. You're gonna wake up most days and not feel like doing it. But when you can get to a point that you do it anyway, then there's no way you won't reach any of your goals.
You are not where you wanna be, not because you need any more gifts. You don't need nothing else. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no. You keep talking about everybody else you can't tell no. You can't tell you no. You can't tell you stop. You can't tell you quit. You gotta get to a point where you're disciplined.
It's a muscle. The mind is a muscle. Emotion is a muscle. I don't negotiate with myself. Well, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. I'm gonna do this, or let me wait 2 more minutes till I'm ready. There's none of that shit with me. For decades, I go, I say, we do. I'm not here to discuss this shit with my mind. There's mind, and then there's soul and spirit. And soul and spirit, my soul fucking knows. And when I say jump, you fucking jump. I'm not here to have a discussion with you.
But you have to take control and train this brain. If you don't train this brain, it'll use you instead of you using it.
Everyone wants some life hack that eliminates the need to do the work, but that does not exist. You have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen.
What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? I say you crank up the volume on that question. Max it out. And then go get some.
People who win f***ing do sh- and people who lose talk sh-
You can win if you choose to learn the things that you need to do and then fucking do them. That's reality. That's the shit nobody wants to admit, because admitting so means that you have to take responsibility for where you are currently. And you have to say, I am where I am currently because I didn't do X, Y, and Z. And guess what? That fucking hurts a little bit. But once you accept that truth, you are able to then move forward with the actions required to get you to where you want to go.
You have no business being average, but now you justify it. You come up with these great reasons why you can't get up at 5. You have these great reasons of why you have to do everything, why you don't execute, why you don't finish, why you don't follow through, why you say you'll exercise and you do it for about 10 days and you quit. You've got an excuse for why you're average. I guarantee you, if you were humble enough, if you were hungry enough, if you really wanted what you said, you'd sit down and you'd study what you do and you'd say, I can do this better. But I have not exhausted all my time. I have not exhausted all my resources. There's something missing. You're not where you're supposed to be. It's not going to take a lot, but it's a small gap. And the gap is called execution. If you were to execute just a little bit more, you'll be on a whole other level.
You have to master the monotonous. It's the boring shit. It's the everyday shit. It's the regular shit. It means doing the shit that most people are too fucking undisciplined to do day in and day out with perfection. Doing it better than everybody else. Doing it to the best of your ability. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things. Are you going to do your workout or are you not? Are you going to do your cardio or are you not?
You think things are gonna just go your way? Well, they're not gonna just go your way. You gotta make them go your way. You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen.
Discipline your body. Free your mind. Get up early and go. Get after it, and you'll become the person you wanna be. And you become that person through one small decision at a time.
You gotta get tired of losing.
You got to get to the point of your life where you say, I have had it. I've had it with going in a restaurant, looking on one side to see what I want to eat, and then look on the other side to see what I could afford. I'd had it living like that. I'd had it borrowing money from people. I'd had it living like a cringing animal. When you don't have any money, it runs your blood pressure up. You hear me? Poverty sucks. Make no mistake about it. And you've got to decide, I have had it. I'm not going to live like this anymore. No, there's got to be more for me. And let me tell you something. You deserve it. You deserve a better life. There is more to your life than you've been living. You deserve it.
There's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different can happen.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
Only those who risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. I want to see how far I can go. I want to see what I can accomplish. I want to see what I can do, what I can be, what I can have. I want to see. I don't want to see what I think I can do. I don't want to see what I think is possible. I want to see what my life would look like if I didn't count the cost. When you want something bad, you can't count the cost, because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might quit. You might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many push-ups as it takes, as many sit-ups as it takes, as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. Why? Because if I start counting the cost, I might quit. I might give up. I might surrender. Don't count the cost. You get to a point where you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it, because they don't think you can do nothing they can't do. Nobody knows but you. Nobody knows what you are. Even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot.
Have opinions and feelings about yourself, independent of the feedback.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. process. Trust the process.
You got to be fearless. You got to be relentless.
You've got to learn how to become resourceful. You've got to learn how to become creative.
At the core of a creative person is they believe there is always an answer. If you don't think there's an answer, how creative are you going to be? How long are you going to hang with that idea? How long are you going to try to work it and percolate it and create it and make it something bigger?
And you've got to be so relentless, regardless of what comes down the pipe, that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
But you got to understand, you can always get a little bit better. You can always excel a little bit more. You can always push it a little further. You can always climb a little bit higher.
You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs. You'll practice and practice. You'll get better and better.
And when you know what you want, you will do anything it takes to get it.
You're going to do whatever it takes. Do you hear me? You're going to go your own way. You're going to do what they won't do. You're going to be smart. And you are going to win.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything is uphill that's worthwhile. And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
You need a why. Why do you need a why? Because some days you're going to look at that alarm clock and you're going to say, I don't want to get up. But that why is going to say, I'll push yourself. Get up. Your mama needs you. Your daddy needs you. Your children need you. Get up. Your why is going to push you when you can't push yourself. When you want to quit and give up, your why is going to give you that edge you need, that advantage you need, that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why.
What your why does for you is say, you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't stop. If there's no money, you make up. So you're gonna print it. If nobody's giving you an opportunity, you create it. Your goals are gonna push you. Your dreams are gonna push you. The opportunity of a lifetime is gonna drive you.
You will study as long as it takes. You won't go to sleep until you have the knowledge that it takes to do what you're able to do.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard.
If you do what is easy, complain about your situation, your circumstances. Stand around and be a volunteer victim like everybody else. Surrender and give up on your dreams. Become depressed and bitter and angry. Anybody can do that. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, keep coming back again and again and again. Get up dressed every day, knowing some way, somehow, with a spirit of expectation, I can do this. If you do that over and over and over again, your life will be easy.
You have to understand that easy, quick nonsense is made for the fucking sheep, and the sheep never fucking win.
Choose the hard path, the path of responsibility, hard work, and sacrifice, the path of discipline, humility, and ownership that ultimately leads to freedom.
You want to exercise your freedom on the world, but you don't want to exercise it on yourself. Oh, you shut the world down for telling you what you can't do, but you won't say nothing to you when you don't do what you're supposed to do. You're not getting up when you're supposed to get up. You procrastinate, but you let you slide. You want to hold them accountable? Hold yourself accountable too.
You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire.
There are things you like, you have absolutely no control. You are like a slave to you.
You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
And you need to get rid of them excuses, and you need to stop pointing fingers at people. And you need to start pointing fingers at yourself. What did you not do? And the reason why we fast from time to time is not that we have to fast, but at some point, you gotta fast because you gotta tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control? I know you don't wanna wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We trying to eat. There's a certain lifestyle we want.
Because I owe it to myself. And can't nobody stop me but me.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no, tell you stop, tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else.
I have to take complete ownership. I have to look at all the things that I didn't have control over and say, I got to take control. Why? When you master yourself, you put yourself in a position that a lot of people can't do what you do, and then you become rare, and diamonds are rare. That's why they cost so much.
You have to be willing to grit it out. You have to be willing to push through discomfort. Nothing that you're about to try or do that is worthwhile is going to be comfortable for you during the process of creating it. Stop with this hope, stop with this I wish, and start replacing those terms with I will fucking do, no matter what.
It's a commitment, it's not a feeling. Commitments don't have nothing to do with your feelings. You do it because you're supposed to.
It's a lifestyle. Instead of hitting that f***ing snooze button in the f***ing morning and not making your bed, not cleaning your house, you don't hit the snooze button. You get up. You don't want to go run, you go run. You don't want to go swim, you go swim. You don't want to make your bed, you make your bed. You don't want to clean your house, you clean your house. You don't want to study, you f***ing study. That's how you start to callous your mind. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow.
Make every day your masterpiece. The secret of your success is determined by what we do daily.
And here's the crazy part. All you got to do is look in the mirror. All you got to do is deal with yourself, and then we're going to get to a whole other level.
Embrace the pressure. Pressure creates diamonds. Start to take the pressure that you feel from what it is you want to do and turn that into productive action. Let it be the thing that makes you get where you want to go when everybody else is just taking it easy.
No more playing after today. I need you to take control over every single area, and we're going to do it one day at a time. And you're going to get control, and then someday going to be your day.
If you live long enough, a lot of stuff will come against you.
What do you want me to tell you? That it's going to be a picnic? No, it's not. Will there be times when you can't make ends meet? Yes, that's a part of it. Will you have some opposition? Will there be times you won't know what to do? Yes, that's a part of it.
And everybody has what's called a turn back moment, where the direction you're going, you will have to make a decision to keep going or you turn back. The sad thing is, the average person turns back.
But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
The pressure in your life right now has a purpose. It's not crushing you. It's pushing what's on the inside of you out. It shows you who you are.
Opportunity comes in chaos.
When crises strike in your life, and in the Chinese language, crises mean danger, but it also means opportunity.
A chance to stand up, a chance to get it right, a chance to make a U-turn.
And guess what? You are strong enough to do it. And your life is worth whatever you have to go through. And you can kick on out of those circumstances, whatever they are, where you say, I'm going to keep on kicking. I'm never going to give up. How are you going to make it? I don't know, but I will.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
There's a way that you can begin to handle this. There's a way out here somewhere. There's a solution.
If I really work hard and use my mind and I get creative, there's something out there that I haven't discovered. There's always an answer.
You can do more than you think you can do. You can have more than you think you can have.
The possibilities for you are unlimited. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do.
There's no guarantee that because somebody is now down on their luck, they can never come back. Who can guarantee that you can't make? No one can do that. You don't know what the possibilities are for your life.
You want your stuff? It's necessary you take responsibility for it. That you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program.
The difference is not the genetic code, the potential. It's a guy that's willing to get knocked down, finally tell some fortune, stand back up, the perseverance to see it through, the never say die attitude. And I go in there, man, and everybody don't win, I showed up. I gave my valid effort. And tomorrow I'll do the same thing. And I'll continue to throw shit against the wall. Every day I'll throw more, then I'll try it again, try it again. And I'll never get comfortable.
I don't feel rejected. I tried. How do you feel rejected when you try? The person who didn't try should feel rejected. The person that didn't try should feel defeated. The person that didn't try should feel some type of way. I tried. I don't feel rejected. I feel good about myself. I tried. I don't feel bad. I gave it 120%. You can't never feel bad when you put forth 120%. You can't let the outcomes make you feel whack. I'm not whack. I'm a warrior. I'm not whack. You know how much I went through to make that thing happen? And I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. And I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. You can't defeat me.
We spend our whole lives trying to fit in. We want to be normal. But the people we idolize the most are the ones that stand out.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody. Because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? What's wrong? When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
To be the best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
If you really want this, you gotta learn to sacrifice. You gotta learn to give up to go up.
While they was golfing, I was studying. While they was shooting hoops, I was studying. While they was playing games and sitting up and eating and joking in the restaurant, I was studying. You can't get out of something that you're not willing to put into it. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
But if you dare to be great, if you dare to go to limits that you've never went to before, they will remember your legacy forever.
You know what you gotta do to get to paradise? You gotta fight like fucking hell to get to fucking paradise. Paradise starts in hell. So the ones that can fight, the ones that come back, those are the ones that succeed.
If there's something you once envisioned and now it's real, it's because you didn't just envision it, you brought so much emotion to it that you unleashed all your desire. You became obsessed with it. You started with a concrete vision of what you wanted and you focused on it continuously, didn't you? Wherever focus goes, energy flows.
You have to be obsessive. You have to be addicted. You have to be disciplined.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity. It's mathematically impossible for you not to win at the highest level if your calendar is packed from day till night, every single day, the entire year, day after day after day after day after day, without you winning.
You gotta work smarter and you gotta work fucking harder. You gotta fucking do both.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream.
Greatness is not something that you meet once. It's something that you meet thousands of fucking times in your life, and you don't reach it if you're not constantly in constant fucking pursuit of greatness.
And when you do this long enough, winning becomes not something that you aspire to do. Winning becomes who the fuck you are.
Ask yourself, what remarkably stupid things am I doing on a regular basis to absolutely screw up my life? What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? Because you're not everything you could be, and you know it. And you could be way better. You could be incomparably better across multiple dimensions.
Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. What we most fear doing, asking, saying, these are very often exactly what we most need to do.
There's a lot of things in life that we can control, but we choose not to.
Let's say tomorrow, you now set in your mind you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. That alarm clock goes off at 6 o'clock in the morning. Your first instinct is, whatever I said yesterday, I was comfortable. It was a nice day yesterday. I made this f***ing plan at 8 o'clock at night. Now it's 6 o'clock in the f***ing morning. I'm tired. You hit that snooze button, you've now lost the war. Let's say you get up at 6:45 now, because you snooze a few times. You go in the shower, now your day's all late, so now you feel a little guilty, now you f***ing missed your workout, you're running late for work now, and guess what the war's gonna do? It's gonna f*** you up. You must win the war in the morning. So then when you go into life that you cannot control, you've already mentally won so many battles early in the f***ing morning, so you're going into f***ing war having already won something. So you're not going to war defeated. You're going to war knowing, I did my push-up, I did my sit-ups, I read, I meditated. Whatever the f*** you do, you're prepared for what the f*** life is going to bring you. You have to be that person who, no matter what's going on, still says, f*** it. I am going to do what I have to do to get to where the f*** I have to go.
I don't think about getting up. I just f***ing get up. And you just do it. You make it a habit.
You gotta get over your mind going, I can't do this, it's too hard and all that. You gotta push yourself through when you feel exhausted and say, there's a second wind in me, I'm gonna find it. But if you find yourself saying, I can't do something, I don't wanna do something, but you know if you make yourself do it, you're gonna be a better human being, then you must do it. Don't hesitate to do it immediately. Some people say, well, that's not a very safe life. That's not a very secure life. If you want security, go to prison. If you want freedom, this is how you live.
Don't even use the word commit. Don't even think about the word discipline. Just do the thing every single day, whether you feel like it or not. Your only commitment is to the activity, not to the grand scheme, not to the big picture, not to the implications of what it is that you're doing. It's to do the thing. Habits are the building blocks of our lives. Not the goals or the grand schemes or the vision or the big idea. It's what you f***ing do every single day that matters more than anything.
No excuses. Do it. Girlfriend or no girlfriend. Do it. Tired or not tired. Do it. You said you was going to do it out your mouth. You're a man now. And a man is only as good as his word, not his emotions. Your emotions don't win championships. So whatever's going to cause you not to be your best, stop it.
This is about you retraining your brain to understand this is a fucking process that we learn of discipline and execution and competition with ourselves. And if you want to dictate the success that you're going to create, you've got to learn to master the that everybody else thinks is irrelevant.
The biggest war you ever go through is right between your own ears. It's in your mind.
The mind is a very powerful thing. It has a tactical advantage over you all the time. It knows where you don't want to go. So it will guide you away from that. And that's why the mind will always win. Until you f***ing reprogram it. You gotta figure out a way to reprogram your mind to get outside the box. Whatever my mind said, I don't want to do, I realize I must do that.
The greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation.
Without discipline, you're nothing. And discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Because really, the only person that you're fighting every day is yourself. It's not your boss. It's not this or that. Yeah, those are all obstacles. A lot of them, you cannot control those obstacles. But you can control yourself.
We have to regain control of our mind. How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face.
The only way anything gets accomplished, you gotta work hard. I can't remember what the f*** in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read it again. Still not getting it. Read it again. But if not getting it, write it out. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay, we're going to figure it out, because he is not going to stop. To find
real, permanent peace, you first must go through suffering. You must go through the dark side of who you are.
Every day I demand more for myself than anybody else could possibly expect. I don't compete with other people. I compete with what I'm capable of.
A person that's obsessed and wants to just get there, they don't care what the temperature is. They no longer care because they know no matter what's out there, no matter if it's snowing, if it's a damn tropical storm, if it's 20 below, they don't care. They're going to run. It doesn't matter what the f*** out there, what's in front of me. I'm just going to go. And that's how you want to get your mind.
You have to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable consistently to build this mindset that when things get hard, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack. I'm seeing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I want to go.
You have to literally visualize the connection between what you're doing on a day-by-day basis with what you're wanting. What do you want yourself to look like 10 years from now? What do you want your bank account to look like? What do you want to look like physically 6 months from now or a year from now? You have to connect the dots. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things.
If you think that you've given everything, you really haven't. If you think you're working hard, you're not working hard enough.
You can always do more. You always have another gear, another level of performance. You can always push a little bit harder, get up a little earlier, work a little longer. Whatever it is you want more of, you have complete control over whether you get it or not.
People don't have limits. We put limits on ourselves.
Emotional storms, you can find yourself stressed out. An emotional storm, you can find yourself depressed, mentally fragile because of the experiences, the turbulence that you have gone through. The state of this world can have you in a state of confusion and a heavy cloud over your life. It's very depressing. A storm is going to come. I don't care who you are. No one is exempt. It's called life, ladies and gentlemen. So how do you handle it when you're in the storm?
You must have faith. You must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were.
The strength and the courage to make it through, the enduring power, the ability to persevere, to handle it. It will pad you. The inner power to overcome, to come back again. So in order to begin to prepare for the storm, you've got to go within and start working on yourself.
You've got to get grounded. You've got to train your mind to serve you. Meditation is one of the ways in which you can do that. Reading is one of the ways that you can do that. Listening to music is one of the ways that you can do that. Exercise is one of the ways in which you can do that. Things that you can do to still your mind, to clear your thoughts so you can think.
I had a program for myself. I have books that I read that inspire me, tapes that I listen to that fire me up. Because you're going to have sometimes low moments when you won't want to get out of bed. You just want to stay there. There are times you won't want to come out the house. There are times you'll be feeling bad and don't know why. What's wrong? I don't know. Just leave me alone.
The first tendency is to panic. When they said, your mother has breast cancer. I panicked immediately. I start grieving and crying. I fell on the ground, oh God, I can't handle this. I never thought this day would come. I can't deal with this pain.
You got to talk to yourself sometimes, you hear me? You got to talk to yourself. And yes, I was scared.
Leslie, get up. Get up, Leslie, get up. Come on, man. It's easy to have faith when mama's got her health and all is well. Come on, get up and cover the house. She needs us now. Come on, be a man. Come on in this room and face it. Be still. Know that all is well. To pull this through.
And I made up my mind. I don't care what it takes. I don't care how many speeches I have to give, how many seminars I have to give. I know I ain't got the money. I know I don't have the education. But I ain't going to let that stop me. I'm going to do it. And yes, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. And you get more no's than you do yes. But when you hold out, things will begin to happen. You won't even understand how.
See, what the storm does, ladies and gentlemen, it empowers you. It strengthens you. When you go through a storm, when you come through that kind of experience and able to reclaim your life, you come back with a certain kind of power, and you'll never be the same again after that experience. There's certain things, when you go through those things, and you come up out of those things, you come up a different kind of person, different spirit, different power, different energy. It builds character. Don't ever say when you're going through some rough time, I'm going through a really bad, tragic time. No. See, I'm going through a character building experience.
Tough times never last.
but tough people do.
You should take pride in wanting to quit and not quitting.
Hey, shit's really hard right now, dude. You're really struggling right now. But here's the thing. Right now is when everybody else quits. Right now is when everybody else is going to fall behind. Right now is when everybody else decides to do something that's easier or faster or not as hard. And that's what gets you ahead. That's what gets you to have pride. Because those struggles, those feelings, those things that are difficult, they are there to test you.
This pain, this conflict, this tragedy, this tribulation is the test. Don't fail it. Stay strong. Don't ever quit.
Struggle is a privilege. Hardship is a privilege, because those struggles, those hardships, those things that you face will turn you into an unstoppable motherfucking machine. So if you want to create super high confidence, super high self-esteem, super high momentum, that feeling I'm super powerful, I'm invincible, I'm the fucking man, or I'm the fucking woman, you have to take pride in not quitting when other people are going to quit. You have to take pride in executing your job to the very best of your ability when everything around you is going wrong. That's what gets you out of the storm.
You can't just focus on this moment. You've got to hold the vision. Hold the vision of things improving. Hold the vision of your health coming back. Hold the vision of being financially independent and debt-free. Hold the vision of your relationships working out. Hold the vision of everything being all right, because it'll give you power, give you strength, give you faith, give you patience, give you perseverance. It'll give you the ability to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat.
And when you discipline your emotions and you don't allow them to control you, when you tell yourself, I'm in charge here, I set the course for my life, these storms that I face, they do not have power over me. When you declare that to yourself, the limits for you become non-existent.
Success is often not a loud event. It's those silent walks to the gym every single day. It's the silent commute to work every single day. It's the early mornings, late nights where you grind, when everyone else has gone home, every single day.
You don't have to say anything. You don't have to make any noise. You don't have to grunt. You don't have to groan. You don't have to scream. You don't have to yell. What you have to do is get the job done.
In the unseen work is where you're trying to create that masterpiece. And that masterpiece is yourself. All that hard work goes in when no one is watching. There's no crowds. There's no cheering sections, all that shit. It's just you against you. And you have this rock, which is yourself. And you go through and you start to just chip away at these rough edges.
Every fucking morning, you don't want to get up. You don't want to go for that run. You don't want to go to school. And each day, you fight that urge to stay in bed. But you still fucking get up. You chip away at another rough edge. And over a period of time, you begin to form that masterpiece.
When we look at the masters, when we look at the best business people, they say she's gifted, she's smarter than me, she just somehow knows more than me. She's got a better education. She had an easier background. She got lucky. You've heard the cliche, because it's true. The harder I work, the luckier I get.
They don't see these motherfuckers, man, what they deal with every fucking day. I'm not good enough. Shouldn't it be here? Shouldn't it be here? Because every day, even though they're fucking the best in the world, that little motherfucker is still in there saying, oh man, we're not good enough.
I'm not the strongest guy, I'm not the fastest guy, I'm not the smartest guy, but I will work, and I will work hard. I will be up when my competitor's asleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it.
The masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, those moments tend to lead to success. But you've got to stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
And the truth shall set you free. And the truth that I had to come to grips with, that I wasn't in charge of my destiny. The truth was that I wasn't giving all that I had. The truth was that there are some things that I wanted to do, but I didn't have the courage to act on those things. I had to start looking at my life differently. I started going to work earlier. I started being the last one to leave there. I started working harder than anybody else. The other guys could not. Why would you work so hard less. I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
I guarantee you, when you do it, nobody can do it like you do it. The problem is you don't hardly do it. You love sleep too much. You love that alcohol too much. You love that substance too much. You love that vice too much. There's something that you love more than yourself, than your dream, than your goals.
And if you're gonna make it happen, everything in the world has to become secondary. You've gotta become obsessed to the point where people think you're crazy. You discipline yourself every day to do what is required. You sweat, you suffer, you endure, and at the end of it all, you win.
If you can't, right now, there's no one looking, man. How you hold yourself, how you see yourself. What do you do when no one's watching? If you do it then, I guarantee you, you'll be doing it when everyone's watching. If today you never say good enough, tomorrow you'll always have enough.
You don't become what you want. You become where your habits take you.
Nothing's ever gonna be given to you. Everything's gonna be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results, but two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
There's certain things you want out of life. You want the finest things, but you're not willing to work for them. You cry about you don't get this opportunity, you don't get this break, but you're not positioning yourself, and you're still trying to get a handout. You got to work.
It wouldn't be fair if just anybody could just get a degree and not have to work, because guess what it would mean? It would mean your degree is worth nothing.
If other people didn't have to work hard, didn't have to sweat, didn't have to stay up all night, didn't have to do research, didn't have to go to the library, didn't have to sacrifice sleep, didn't have to make sacrifices in life, if everybody just threw out degrees, they wouldn't be worth anything.
You see, the only difference between the one who quits and the one who doesn't is that they showed up every day. They worked hard every day. They hustled every day. They improved every day. They did all this, even though they felt like quitting, every day.
You putting in the work, and the only reason you pissed, the only reason you quit is not because you want to quit, because you keep looking up and you said we three in. Who cares what you are? If you keep going, you're gonna break through. The only people that don't break through are the people who scoreboard watching. That's the problem with some of y'all. You stopping working to look at yourself. You not grinding. You glaring. You should be grinding and you looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself.
Wake up every single day, and if the opportunity to work out is there, work out. If the opportunity is there to read, read.
Because you gotta tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control. I know you don't wanna wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We trying to eat. There's a certain lifestyle we want.
You look at any person who's done anything great in this world, they've had to be fully committed. Any goal that you want to achieve that's worthwhile in your life requires you to go all the fuck in. I mean, jump the fuck in the pool, head first, don't fucking worry about the what ifs, and make yourself fucking swim.
We're all being tested, and that road to success is a bumpy ass fucking road. Has fucking potholes, nails, detours, and shit. A lot of you are gonna die with a nicely preserved body. No plates, no bad knees, no bruises, no scars. You also have an empty fucking resume. Don't be afraid to get scars. The scars show your willingness to get to the other side. They show your failures. They show your willingness to start from scratch. They show what you're willing to do to go the distance, to see what you're capable of.
And there's a big difference between 99 and 100%. And to find that last 1%, it takes ignoring your personal desires and comforts. If you're able to endure when all around you says stop, you will find that 1%.
It's a commitment, not a feeling. When you get up in the morning, you don't give yourself a choice. You grind, no matter what.
When you're just not feeling it, you gotta force yourself. When your feelings tell you no, you tell them to shut the fuck up. You don't wanna get up and get out of bed, you get up and get the fuck out of bed. You don't wanna study, you fucking study. You don't wanna get to work, you get to fucking work. When everything in you is kicking and screaming, you have to take control and tell yourself, I do not stop.
I'm not gonna sit around and wait for good things to happen to me. I'm gonna grind, I'm gonna fight. I'm gonna do everything in my power to become the very best version of me.
When you do the things most people aren't willing to do, you'll live the life most people never will. When you look back after working your ass,
you will see every challenge, all the knockdowns, breakdowns, and every bit of the pain and daily struggles will all be fucking worth it.
I'm speaking to the people who want more. The people who want to be the fucking pinnacle. The people who want to be accomplished. The people who want to make a fucking difference. You guys are going to have to go all the fuck in.
Make a 100% commitment to give the best effort you've ever given to outwork, out-improve, out-strategize, outlast like never before.
You can't be motivated anymore. You don't need others to motivate you. You have to be self-motivated.
You can't listen to your mom. You can't listen to your dad. You can't listen to your friends. You can't listen to the fucking internet. You can't stick your fucking toe in the pool and say, oh, you know, I don't know, this kind of feels weird. No, you have to dedicate every fucking breath, every fucking ounce of energy, and every fucking thought and effort that you possibly have in your heart to becoming what it is you want to be.
If you really want to make an impact, you're going to get a lot of judgment. You're going to get a lot of hate. People are going to just diss on you. People are going to say, who do you think you are? If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential.
I actually appreciate my haters. My haters keep me grinding. I tell them all the time, if you want to pay attention to success, watch me. A lion never negotiates with a hyena. He ain't waking up in the morning and saying, I'm going to go hang out with some hyenas. He ain't going to the same clubs where he know the hyenas don't like him anyway, because he don't concern himself with the conversations of hyenas. An eagle flies at a certain altitude, and the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he find himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low. See, sometimes we asking ourselves, why my friends treating me like this? You hanging out with pigeons. Why are they talking about me like this? Man, you hanging out with pigeons. The eagles ain't got time to gossip. Kings don't gossip. Fools party, kings celebrate. You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
Your ability to go all in, and when I say all in, I mean all the in, every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every fucking year, for as long as it fucking takes for you to get where you're going, you should be consumed with that path.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity.
It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day, where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please let me catch up.
Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else.
If I need to learn a skill set today, I'm going to go buy the course today. I'm going to get better at it today. Not tomorrow, not this afternoon, not later on tonight. Today.
What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do when your friends are out drinking matters. What you do on Saturday matters. What you do on Sunday matters. The success clock doesn't give a fuck what day it is. It's going to run no matter what. And you guys pretend like you can work 7, 8, 10 hours a day and then spend the rest of your time off, and you think you're going to be somewhere, and you're not. And you're surrounded by people who enable this thought process. Your good friends, your family, people who have accepted mediocrity as a life. Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you going to be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always got to get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got? No! Don't believe him. Get him away from you. You should never be satisfied with what you got. You should double your business. Triple it. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
Easy never pays well. So if you're thinking that it's just going to be a walk in the park, you're dead fucking wrong. You have to give it every fucking bit of effort and energy you have to pull it off. And you have to work harder than everyone else. Work while they sleep. Learn while they party. Save while they spend. And live like they dream.
You're going to have so many people tell you, you don't have what it takes. How are you, of all people, going to do that? You're being unrealistic. You're not going to make it. Don't believe a word they say. You're going to have to block out the noise of everyone around you and focus on yourself.
You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? In life, it's not the genetic guy who wins, or the guy with the most potential that wins. It's a person with the greatest perseverance that wins. Always willing to get up and go at it again and go at it again. That's the guy who has his hand raised later in life, guys. That's the guy you guys need to be.
Every true leader, they're called weird. They're called eccentric. When you do the things of real leadership, you're going to be called strange. Get strong enough in your own skin that when people laugh at you or when they throw stones at you, you keep on going.
What are you going to do now? How are you going to control that now? How are you going to flip it upside down and say, Roger that, now I'm going to harness this shit, and you'll read about me years from now.
Everybody who wronged you in the past, they gonna have to feel you. They gonna have to see you. Don't get even. Don't worry about getting even when you already beat the odds.
You wanna make your dream come true, you gotta stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you wanna go. I just kept on doing what I was supposed to do.
You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit. Never allow anyone to talk you out of the dream, the vision, and ideas that God has sent you.
We all get knocked out. I've had my haters. I've had people who've come against me, who try to sabotage me. I'm like the lion. I'm not the gazelle. I don't need something external to motivate me. I find something within.
Life gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining. Stop crying. Nobody cares. Be demanding. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you.
Stop letting people affect your day, affect your life. Affect the outcome or what's
going to
happen to you.
Waste no more effort wrestling with other people. Your destiny, your future is not predicated on the decision of someone else. You've wasted too much of your life trying to change other people's mind about you. It doesn't matter what they think about you. It matters how you see yourself.
This is your territory. This is your turf. This is your field. This is your court. This is your home. Protect what's yours.
There is nothing in your life that's worthwhile, that's quick and easy. Everything worthwhile is uphill. Does it come to you? You have to fight for it every day. You have to climb for it every day.
Which sets up this problem for all of us. You're never going to feel like it. It's your job to make yourself do the crap you don't want to do so you can be everything that you're supposed to be. And you're so damn busy waiting to feel like it. And you're never going to.
So I just need you to think about 3 people in your family that you love. 3 people. So what I need you to do for me is I need you to think about those people every day when you're doing what you're doing. Do you have some days where you just want to hit the snooze button? Raise your hand for me. You want to hit the snooze button. So watch this. This is what has to happen. That person that you think about has to be louder than the snooze button. So when you think about Granny, you got to think about, do I hit the snooze button or do I get up and make it happen for Granny? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Who are you doing this for? So the days you don't feel like getting up, just think about them. When you think about your siblings, when you think about mom and dad and grandma, when you think about your uncle and aunts, when you think about those people who've been there for you, just raise your hand if you say, E.T., sleep is better than that.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do now.
My new norm is you get up every fucking morning at 4 o'clock and you suffer. That became my new fucking life. Most people want to get out of it. I said, no, motherfucker, this is your new life. This is who you are.
It's about executing regardless of your emotions. These test days, they test your fortitude. They test your endurance, your discipline, your grit, your dedication, your determination, your mental toughness at the very moment when everything in you wants to do absolutely nothing. You gotta get the job done. Stop having dialogue with your emotions. Stop negotiating with your feelings and start to act.
Your mind is a weapon and you gotta begin to use it and pick that weapon up and control it.
I want to know what the I'm made of. I want to know what I can overcome. And I know that the harder the task, the harder the obstacle to overcome, the more strength I'm going to gain from it. It's an opportunity to prove that you're a winner. It's an opportunity to prove you are what you say you are in your head when you look in the mirror. When you look in the mirror and you say, there goes a bad motherfucker, you actually believe it. That's the importance of passing these tests. Successful people love the experience of not feeling like doing shit, but then going and kicking ass anyway. They understand that those are the real victories in life. They understand that it's easy to do shit when you feel like doing shit, but they also understand that the real magic, the real glory is earned when your heart is not into something, but your mind tells you, fuck you, I'm gonna do this shit anyway, and does it. That's where people separate themselves from the pack. That's where people earn the right to success. They earn the money. They earn the life. They earn the relationship. They earn the body in those little moments where they don't want to do what they need to do, but move forward regardless of how they feel. That's what champions know, champions understand, and champions thrive on.
And you don't get here by quitting when you're tired. You get here by quitting when you finish, when you're done. You don't stop when you're tired. You stop when you're done. You stop when you complete it, when you execute it. Execution is worship.
Everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. If you want to take a back seat and all of that, it's like, no, wrong. You should be a monster, an absolute monster. And then you should learn how to control it.
It's impossible to respect yourself until you grow those mental teeth. And when you grow those teeth, you realize that you're dangerous.
You begin to demand success for yourself. You're no longer wishing or hoping things work out. You're gonna make it happen no matter what. So you start carrying yourself with a different level of confidence and conviction that says to the world, I will not stop.
I am going to assess the situation. I am going to come up with a plan and I am going to execute.
I'm gonna go get it because I'm built for it. If you set out and you say you're gonna do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself. That is the worst thing that an individual can ever do.
The people in life that win play offense, not defense. Stop backing into everything. Stand up. Bow your back a little bit. Start to walk a little different. Start to be that best version of you. You can do it in your quiet way. You can do it the way you do it. But somehow they got to look at you and go, okay, I won't monkey with that one.
I need you to put the type of effort forward that the world knows don't come from you.
You have to develop a doggedness. You got to have some toughness in you. And the only way to develop toughness is you got to practice being tough. And you cannot practice being tough by quitting every time you get tired, by stopping every time you don't feel like it, by giving up every time it gets challenging. That's what's wrong with people now. People don't make it because they always give up when it get hard. You know, it's so challenging now. You know, they was talking about me. I feel weak. I'm tired. Life don't give a damn about you being tired. You got to get about the business now. You want to be successful, you got to get at it. Look, stop all this soft shit and all that mess, man. You got to get at it. You got to tear their mouth out.
When you go out there, I need you to have that dog. When you get out there, I need you to kill or be killed when you get out there. When you get out there, whatever you can get, go get it. Because they're going to get it before you get it. And they ain't going to give it to you. So you go out there and get what's yours.
A true monster's mentality is when you're willing to forego rest, forego comfort, forego personal desires, forego whatever it takes to be better than you were yesterday. And every single time you feel like quitting, remember all those hours and days you sacrificed to get to where you are.
It's gonna take you getting a hold of this thing and not letting go. You're gonna have to fight and fight and fight till you can't fight anymore. Whatever it takes, I will do whatever I have to do to get to the other side, to make it over, to press through this. Nothing will hold me back. Nothing will stop me.
If there's something that you want and you're hungry for it, you've got to do whatever is necessary until. And when you give the best you can and that's not enough, you must do what is required. And don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1-yard line.
There will be things that will happen to you in life that will get you down, but you must always stand up inside yourself and know that you can handle this.
You've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow, and I'm not going to let you stop me. And you've got to be so relentless that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
If you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university. I will not leave this job. I will not leave this client. I will not leave this opportunity until I'm successful.
And you can't go back to that same old mindset. You gotta focus on this new day, this new mindset, these new goals. You can do it, because that monster inside of you won't give up. That monster inside of you won't give in. That monster inside of you won't throw in the towel.
Failing doesn't mean you quit. It means you failed, but get back up and continue to push that bar higher and higher and higher. When you're constantly pushing and getting up earlier and getting up earlier and getting up earlier and fighting through pains and discomforts, you don't care about failure. You actually welcome it. That means you set the bar so high that it's like, oh, I failed. That's where I need to be. Now I gotta figure it out. You have to be uncommon amongst uncommon in your world. It takes everything. And then when you think you've given everything, you've just begun.